We pray. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. Amen. I imagine that most of you have had this experience, that you go to class, the professor explains the subject matter in a way that is clear, you understand it, you think you have it down in your head. In the next class, he pulls a surprise quiz, and you find out that you didn't have it so secure in your head. You forgot what he told you at the previous class. Knowledge has a way of slipping out of our minds. Repetitio est mater studiorum. Repetition is the mother of learning. This is an old saying and indicates that we need to repeat the learning process in order to get it to stick. Perhaps a more common expression is use it or lose it. Now that refers to any number of things, but it can also refer to knowledge. Use your knowledge or you will lose your knowledge. Now let's take these thoughts and see if they have an application to our spiritual life and our spiritual knowledge. In the book of Hebrews it says, therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, and that's referring to the giving of the law, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? Now, if you've made it through 4 years of high school here, that means you've attended about 700 chapels. Double that for a dorm student. If you factor in church services, it comes to about 1,800 instances of organized worship. So what's the point? Well, if you have gone to worship 1,800 times, you can be sure that you have heard certain biblical messages, including this one, many times, or at least several times. Since the gospel itself should be in every chapel and sermon, you can be sure that you have heard the gospel many, many times. Add to that the gospel that is proclaimed in the liturgy, in Sunday school, confirmation class, Bible class, personal Bible readings, family devotions. Well, you see how it multiplies. Is all this repetition necessary? Do we have to keep hearing the same things over and over? Well, repetitio est mater studiorum. Use it or lose it. It is so easy to lose what we have learned. It happens with any kind of knowledge. Our brain cells keep dying off. Neural connections are broken. Unless you form new ones by repetitious learning. You need to be beating down on a regular basis, beat down a pathway through the weeds of your mind. As for spiritual knowledge, we need to add to the natural forgetfulness also this, that there are spiritual forces in our lives which are trying to remove our spiritual knowledge. So you might say that besides the natural forces, you also have the supernatural forces trying to get rid of your knowledge. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest we drift away. Now, there are some translations that say, lest we let them slip away. All over this world, there are nations that once had the gospel, and the gospel was heard far and wide there. Now, however, the voice of forgiveness is rarely, if ever, heard. The people of those nations allowed the gospel message to slip away from them. And it happened because they did not give more earnest heed to it. Perhaps it was a matter of taking the message of the gospel for granted. I don't have to go to church every Sunday. I know the teachings. I went to confirmation class. I'm not going to forget it. Perhaps it's a matter of growing weary of going to church and hearing the same thing over and over. And so they stopped going. It may have been a matter of rejecting something that they heard. They didn't like it. And so they stopped listening, stopped giving heed. May have been a matter of money. That they found an opportunity to make more money in some location where the gospel is not being heard. So they moved away and they stopped listening. It may have been a sinful lifestyle. After all, you go to church, you know, and they preach against this, preach against sin. And since these people like their pet sins, they stopped going, stopped reading their Bible, stopped the repetition. There can be any number of reasons why people stop giving heed. But the outcome is the same. The knowledge slips away from them. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? What marvelous words, so great a salvation. Who would want to neglect the message of salvation? How can we ever become tired of hearing that the Son of God paid the price for our sins? How can we love our sins knowing these things? So take heed, therefore, lest there be in you a heart that grows tired of hearing the same teachings again and again. Lest there be in you a heart that clings to sin and doesn't want to hear the preacher saying that this sin is wrong, that it is damnable. Lest there be in you a heart that takes your wonderful knowledge for granted and assumes that you're always going to have it. Take heed to yourself, and then give heed to your God, even when He is repetitious. Remember, He repeats these things so that His life-giving teachings will not slip away from you. Give heed then. Give more earnest heed. We pray. Lord, teach us again and again. Amen. We close with hymn 296, verse 3.